This is St. Louis Public Radio. Governor Mike Parson pledged not to restart a state incentive that helps create low-income housing unless the legislature made big changes to the program. That didn't happen, and now the GOP chief executive is facing pressure to end a nearly two-year freeze of the controversial incentive. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores the policy and political implications of Parson's next move.
Missouri's low-income housing tax credit is a really complicated program that often gets debated in terms of dollars and cents. But for Mary Harris, the incentive that creates housing for the poor, elderly, and disabled is not some philosophical concept. Harris lives in a townhouse in Pine Lawn, and thanks to a tax credit to developers, she pays significantly less money in rent than other places she's lived throughout the St. Louis area. It's an arrangement that's had a profound impact on Harris's life.
It just sets the tone to be successful as far as if you have a mindset of opening your own business, saving up to buy your own home. It opens a window for you to be able to start saving for emergency funds.
Efforts to use the state incentive to develop more housing for people like Harris have been in limbo for nearly 2 years. Back in 2017, then-Governor Eric Greitens engineered a halt to the incentive, contending it was too costly and too beneficial to well-connected private developers. At the time, Parson opposed that move. Yet after he became governor, he told me he would not push to restart the program unless the legislature made significant changes during the 2019 session.
If there's nothing done by the end of the session, you're not going to restart the program.
That's correct.
That is something you're actually going to be hard and fast
That's
on.
Correct. They know that, and I've been open about that the entire time, and I aim to stay.
Even with that gubernatorial pressure, the legislature did not pass a bill during the 2019 session to overhaul the tax credit. After the General Assembly adjourned, Parson caught the attention of people on both sides of the contentious debate when he was asked about his prior comments.
Well, I think one thing what I told you last year was we're going to do adequate reform to that, and we will do reform to that, for the low-income housing projects to go back up, and I believe they will go back up.
Not everybody agrees on what the governor should do next. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick believes that Parson should hold firm. While the Missouri Housing Development Commission that Fitzpatrick sits on could alter the program without legislative action, the GOP statewide official says lawmakers could do more to make the tax credit less costly for the state. Missouri can issue more than $140 million a year in state tax credits. Developers can also take advantage of the federal tax credit, which is still being issued.
The governor, you know, he supports the program, but he also has said he wants reforms. He and I have the same goal in that we want the program, if we're going to do it, to be the best it can possibly be.
It's not clear if Parson is risking that much politically about what he does next with the tax credit. He's receiving the full backing of the Missouri GOP for his bid for a full four-year term, including from lawmakers with misgivings about the program. Parson may not face that much backlash from Democrats over the issue, especially when prominent members of that party, like House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid, are saying things like this.
I definitely hope that the governor goes outside the legislature and restarts this program. Should he waver? I think he should. We have people who need help, and this program may not be perfect, but it's better than nothing, which is what we have right now.
All of this back and forth leaves people like Chris Kraemeier in the middle of a seemingly endless policy fight. He's the president and CEO of Beyond Housing, a nonprofit that's used the low-income housing tax credit to create scores of housing units throughout St. Louis County. Kraemeier agrees there are ways to make the incentive more efficient, but he says not having access to the state tax credit is hurting Missouri's neediest residents.
I think sometimes things get politicized so much that we forget about what's the end result. The end result is families and kids have a place to live.
Bernicia Jameson hopes that policymakers take what Kraemeier has to say to heart. Her family pays a little over $700 a month to live in a tidy Hillsdale ranch that Beyond Housing helped create. And the University of Missouri St. Louis student says she would like more people to have the opportunity that she's received.
We're safe here. And I guess the amount that we pay allows us to focus on other things. Like, if we had to pay more than $712, chances are I wouldn't be able to focus on school.
Parson has not given a timetable for when he may act. But even with division over his next move, nobody disputes that he has the power to turn the tax credit back on, especially since he appointed most of the members to the Missouri Housing Development Commission. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.